Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Right, Jem, that'll do. Now let's get you brushed.
Hi, Dad.
Josh! Hello, I wasn't expecting you lot yet.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Benji.
Hi, we bought you a card.
Yeah, happy Dad's Day and all that.
Oh, you are my best boys.
We are only boys.
That's true. I'll open it in a minute, okay? Hello. You've made good time.
Yeah, not bad. Josh helped with the milking, then he hauls down, while Ben and I walk the cows back out.
Oh, right. Well, it sounds like you don't need me at all.
No, exactly. You can retire to the Caribbean.
Can we start brushing her, Dad?
Yeah, carry on. I'll finish with the dryer.
You do the legs, Ben. I'll do the rear end.
Okay. I want to do her tail, though.
Dad, where's the other comb? Oh, I got it.
All right. So, everything okay at home?
Fine. Bert's doing the sheep and I've got Eddie doing the afternoon milking, so I don't have to rush off.
Oh, great.
How about you? You look better anyway.
Do I? Surprising. Had quite a late night.
At your stockman's supper.
Yeah. There's this one bloke. He's called Len. He's about Bert's age. He's showing a Welsh black, breeds the bulls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we got him going about the old days. He had this story about warble fly.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah, well, maybe you had to be there.
And tanked up on cider.
Quite possibly.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I had a bit of a laugh. You could do with one.
Yeah.
There's about half a cup left, Lindy. Can I tempt you?
Oh, no, thank you, Robert. You have it.
All right, then. I will.
Oh. Isn't this idyllic?
Beautiful.
Sun sparkling off the river, the willows.
We were so lucky, weren't we, to find this place all those years ago.
Oh, this house, yes.
Do you remember, once we decided to up sticks from Sunningdale, how we spent that whole summer driving around looking for the right place?
Yes, I do. We'd nearly given up hope. And then we drove into Ambridge and our fate was sealed.
Mind you, we had a bumpy ride at the beginning, didn't we? I can remember wondering if we'd done the right thing, if we'd ever fit in.
Oh, Robert, did you really?
Gosh, yeah. But compared to the Noakeses and the Thwaites, we're positive old stagers now. I mean, Joe Grundy might still call us incomers.
Oh, yes, but I don't think he really means it. Joe's a friend now. He drops by to say hello to the llamas.
Usually when he thinks there's coffee and biscuits on the go.
Oh, Robert. 25 years. Gone in a flash.
Incredible, isn't it? come on. Better get a move on.
Yes, you're right. We've got lots to do.
Yep.
Honestly, Shula, you needn't have come to collect me.
Oh, Mum.
It's a lovely day. I could have walked. Should have walked.
It's no trouble. I was coming back from Felbersham anyway.
I get the distinct impression you're mollycoddling me.
Oh, just because I asked you to lunch. It's only going to be chicken and salad, you know.
That sounds perfect.
But I didn't want you sitting on your own, brooding.
I just feel so useless.
I know, Mum. I feel the same.
But there might be one ray of hope, you know. Pip's been to see Elizabeth, and she's still got her job at Lower Loxley over the summer.
Well, I should hope so. That really would have been too much to take it out on Pip.
Yes. So maybe Elizabeth is weakening a bit.
Oh, Mum.
Don't you think so?
Oh, I'm not sure. But please don't get your hopes up, eh? Just in case. Such a shame Pip couldn't come. She'd have loved it.
Yeah. Especially all these YFC competitions.
It's
crazy.
Well, we did our bit clapping for a Borsuch a lot.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how they get on, but if you want to show me this Discovery Zone thing...
Yeah, I know it looks like a kid's playground, but it's educational as well. And the main team's dairy.
Well, let's make for there then.
Okay. Right, if we go down here... Oh, we ought to be grateful, really, that Pip's taking her revision so seriously.
Yeah. Last few exams now.
Yep. What's she got again? I know it's business studies tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Making business decisions.
She'll be telling us what to do next.
Like she doesn't already. Then biology Wednesday and music Thursday afternoon.
Right. And then they're all over.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yep.
She's going out with Spencer and some of her friends from college Thursday night.
Oh, good. She deserves it.
So she won't be around when Usha and Alan come for dinner. But that's okay.
Yeah, they'll understand.
I know. Usha likes to see her, that's all.
Yeah.
Oh, ice cream.
Fancy one?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here's the plan. We'll do the Discovery Zone, get ourselves an ice cream, take one back for the boys, and then you three can get off before the crowds.
You're working well, David. This couple of days really has done you good. Here you are, Topper. But well, that's the last one. No more after this.
He's such an old softy.
Yes. He's settled in really well.
Has Freddie been over lately?
No. Not since the weekend before last.
You see, this is what I'm so frightened of. Elizabeth cutting herself off from all of us.
Oh, come on, Mum, it's not that bad. You're still over there a lot.
Only because she needs me for the children. And because I made it quite plain that they need some continuity. But what's going to happen in the holidays? Freddie and Lily usually see Josh and Ben at least once a week.
Oh, Mum, look, please, don't run ahead.
Yes. I must try to stop worrying.
Yes, you must. If you want something to worry about whether Ambridge are going to beat Darrington this afternoon.
Oh, well, that's something I really don't have any control over.
No. Alistair doesn't rate their chances, I'm afraid.
Well, Darrington's always been a good team.
Yeah, and he's desperate for some new players. He even had another go at trying to persuade Daniel.
Did he?
Yes, for after his exams.
He's got his work experience soon, hasn't he? Is he excited?
No, I think so, yes. He's been reading all the court reports in the Echo. Mm. I keep trying to tell him he'll be lucky if he gets to go to court. Oh. Oh, Elizabeth.
Oh, yes.
Can she come and see me tomorrow? There's something she wants to chat about.
Oh, Shula.
Mum.
I know, love, but I can't help hoping. Maybe she wants you to help her make her peace with David.
Here you are, Robert. The fork. The tines need a wipe, I'm afraid.
No problem. Is that the lock?
Yes, unless there's something we've forgotten.
Oh, well, I won't lock the shed yet, just in case.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to be feeling the effects of all this gardening later.
Oh, I'll run you a nice hot bath with some of my essential oils in it.
Ah.
You can count it as your Father's Day treat.
It's nice of the girls to ring.
Yes, both of them.
I know. James still seems to be working his magic on Leonie.
Indeed he does. Oh, we could do with some magic on the Britain in Bloom committee.
Oh, yeah.
There's a meeting tomorrow. And the main item on the agenda is fundraising.
Car boot sale? Coffee morning?
Well, exactly. All the usual ideas.
Yeah, sorry.
If only we could think of something original.
Yeah. Well, we opened the village gardens one year, didn't we, for the Yellow Book? You remember?
Oh, yes, yes, the National Garden Scheme. But we can't do that again. You have to be selected.
Yeah, I know, but we could do it informally. Open gardens in the village.
Oh, Robert.
And as our own garden's looking, well, not bad.
It's looking lovely.
Well, there you are, then.
Well, that's brilliant. I'm sure Jill would open her garden.
And Bert?
Yes, Christine. But all sorts of people.
Vicky, probably.
Oh, yes. A lovely villagey event. Oh, you are clever.
Good. Well,
I think I'll do a bit of watering, and then if that bar's still on offer...
Just a moment, Robert. You know we were talking about all the happy times we've had in Ambridge?
Yeah.
And it is 25 years this year.
Yeah.
Well, could we have a party? It wouldn't have to cost very much, but I would like to invite all our friends to say thank you for making us so welcome.
I think that is a splendid idea. I love it.
Oh, good.
Just one suggestion. Mm. As the garden is looking so lovely, why don't we make it a garden party?
That would be perfect.
Have you settled Bella and Jem back in all right?
Yep. The others came, checked them out, realised who they were under the posh hairdos, and then promptly went back to grazing.
Poor things. Back to reality.
Yeah, big time.
Right, everything's done. I'm just waiting for the potatoes.
Fine. Mmm. Oh, it is good to be back.
Good.
Barley's looking good. It's really come on since I was away.
And we always do well with that variety, don't we?
Yeah. High rust rating, too. Hey, how's Tig been? Did he behave himself all day with you out?
Yeah, more or less. Mm. He had to go at Patsy's mop yesterday, though. He was dragging it around. I couldn't get it off him.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to have to buy her a new one before she comes again. Mm. Can you move the post, David, so I can leave the table?
Yeah, sure. Is this yesterday?
Yeah, I dumped it down. I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Oh, it's mostly bills, I expect.
Probably. I don't know that she'll stick it out through the school holidays, you know.
No, Patsy?
Yeah. I mean, she thinks the place is a mess in term time.
Catalogue, NFU. Hmm? This is Elizabeth's writing.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Oh, David.
Oh, my God.
What? David?
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah.
Changing my will, remove you and Ruth as Freddie and Lily's guardians.
Ruth.
Oh, David.
Smell.
What? Lunch cooking?
No. The smell of school. Takes me right back. For my time at Sherburn, best days of my life.
Thanks very much.
Well, you know what I mean. I think Rory's going to take to boarding like a duck to water, don't you?
Well, it's rather up to him. Let's see what he says when he's finished with the head, shall we?
Well, that's just a formality. They obviously want to have him. And I thought Rory seemed very keen on our little tour.
Yes, he did.
He loved the idea of a dormitory. You could see him mentally moving his things in. And his eyes lit up when he saw the sports centre.
Yes. Well, as I say, it's up to him.
Yeah, of course. This chap with the head's going on a bit.
Oh, wish I brought my book.
Oh, sorry. Am I not company enough for you?
My book club book. I need to get on with it.
Yes, you had. The meeting's on Wednesday.
Yes, thank you, Brian. I know.
How far have you got?
Middle of chapter 2.
Well, that's not like you. You normally whiz through books.
Well, it's pretty dire, actually. I'll just have to speed read it later when we get home.
Good plan. Ah, oh, here they are. Hello, Rory. Had a good chat.
Are you sure you won't have some coffee, Elizabeth?
No, thanks, Sheila.
Oh, all right, then.
Well, I'll get straight to the point. I'm going to change my will.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to remove David and Ruth as Freddie and Lily's guardians.
Oh, Elizabeth.
And I'd like you and Alistair to do it instead.
Oh.
So, will you do that for me?
Elizabeth, I'm trying to take it in. David will be devastated. Do you have to?
Sheila...
I know how you feel about him at the moment, but surely... Well, is this really necessary? Hasn't he suffered enough?
I'm suffering too. Do you think this is what I want? How can I have the person who took Freddie and Lily's father away caring for them if anything happened to me?
No. I know that's how you see it. But honestly, please, Elizabeth, you're not thinking straight. Take some more time. Think about it again.
I've thought about it already.
Have you? Really?
Yes. So, what are you saying you won't do it?
What? No.
Because if you don't want to, well, that's fine. I'll just have to look elsewhere. I mean, there's Kenton, of course, or Nigel's sister.
No, Elizabeth.
Or I could even go outside the family.
No, you know that's not what I meant. I want you to think again about what you're doing to David.
Oh, Sheila, really, it's fine. If that's how you
feel... No, Elizabeth, please sit down.
No, it's no problem. I'll ask someone else.
No, of course I... We would do it. I just hate feeling I'm having to take sides.
I'm not asking you to take sides. It's not about that. It's about doing the right thing for Freddie and Lily. They're what matters here.
Yes, okay.
Now there's only me. I've got to feel comfortable with the arrangements for them if I'm not around.
Of course you have.
Thank you. So you'll do it?
Oh, yes, of course we will.
Thank you, Sheila. That's such a relief to me.
Good. Can I ask, when are you going to tell David?
Oh, well, I've put it in a letter. He'll have had it by now.
If I didn't know otherwise, I'd say Rory was a boy here already. I mean, look at him.
He does seem to have fitted in straight away. And he does seem very keen on the whole thing.
I told you.
And they seem to know how to feed them properly anyway.
Oh, Jenny, trust you to judge the place on the quality of the lunch.
But it's very important, Brian.
Yeah, of course it is. You know what I think swung it for him, though? Seeing those dens they'd all made in the woods.
Yes, he did seem very taken with those.
Darling, you've done such a brilliant job with him, but I really think now...
No, you're right, darling. I agree. This place will be perfect for Rory. I'm just being silly.
Oh, Jenny.
I just can't believe that by September I could be without both of them, Rory and Phoebe.
Now, look, you don't know that. We don't know that the Phoebe thing will ever happen if Hayley puts her foot down.
No.
And Rory will be back in the holidays.
Yes, I know.
And just think about it, darling, in between times... There'll be so much more time for us.
Come on, Brian. I've heard that before. I know for a fact I shall hardly see you through the autumn. You'll be standing over poor Cliff Alloday, making sure you meet the deadline for the market.
Well, yeah, okay. I might be a bit busy up to mid-November, but after that...
Yeah, after that, there'll be something else. I know you.
Jenny, we've got the Maldives booked. Look, I admit, I haven't always been as good as my word in the past.
No, you haven't.
But this is going to be different. I really think, Jenny, this is our time.
It's a good job you noticed this last night, David.
Yeah.
If you hadn't brought Bella and Jem back up past here, we could have had half the flock on the road by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Okay, that wire's fine now. You can go for it.
Right.
They were using this post as a scratching post. That's what weakened it.
Yeah. Just a couple more.
That's got it. Well done.
How could she think it, Ruth? Whatever she thinks of me, how could she possibly think I wouldn't do my utmost for Freddie and Lily if anything happened to her? That we wouldn't.
David.
Hello, Sheila.
Afternoon.
Pip said I'd find you up here.
Oh, she's back, is she? How did her exam go?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't ask. I didn't know she'd had one. I just wanted to find you, David. I wanted to say I'm so sorry.
Oh, you've spoken to Elizabeth then?
Yeah, she came round this morning. She told me she'd written you a letter.
Yeah.
Oh, David, I'm really sorry. But I hope you do understand my position.
Your position?
Well, she backed me into a corner. I couldn't say no.
What about?
I'm sorry, Sheila, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. You don't know. Obviously not. Oh, I thought she'd have put that in the letter as well. She wants me and Alistair to be the twins' guardians instead of...
Well, that's that, then.
David, I am so sorry. I tried to stick up for you. I begged her not to do it, but she... Well, she practically blackmailed me. She said if we wouldn't do it, she'd look outside the family entirely.
No, it's okay, Shula.
No, I feel terrible.
No, really, it's not your fault.
But it's not right, Shula.
No, I know.
Oh, look, please, Ruth, I don't want another rift in the family.
No, I don't mean you. I can see you had no choice. I mean, Elizabeth, she's not behaving rationally.
No, she's not. I'm really very worried about her.
It's like an obsession with her.
I know. But there doesn't seem to be anything any of us can do.
I'm going to check the Herefords, Ruth.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you, Sheila.
Yes. Bye, David.
And you can see what it's doing to him.
There's some more if you'd like it, Brian.
Oh, not for me, thanks, Jenny. It was delicious, though.
Good.
You haven't eaten all yours?
No, I'm not very hungry.
Oh. Drop more wine?
No, thanks.
Oh, come on, darling. You're not still moping over Rory and Phoebe going away.
No, I am not thinking about that at all.
Oh.
Anyway, I shall just have to get used to it, shan't I? And look forward to all this time we're going to have together.
That's right, you will. Here you are, darling. Or do you want these potatoes in the fridge?
No, leave them there for now.
Right. Woohoo! Mistress of the paddocks. Have you read it now?
Oh, yes, I've read it.
Avid horsewoman Miranda Birdsall is used to taming stallions. When she falls for married local landowner Byron Ridgway, has she met her match? Dear, oh dear, whatever made you pick this?
I'm beginning to wonder myself.
Now, let me see. As she watched, the door of the combine opened and an athletic figure swung down. He strode round to the front of the machine, the ears of barley whispering against his thighs. Miranda shivered. Though the day was warm. I think we know where this is going.
Strawberries, Brian?
Yes, please. But, seriously, darling, you're not going to sit around on Wednesday evening discussing this stuff with the likes of Usher and Jim.
Well, I shall have to, shan't I? Can't very well cancel at this short notice.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. I'll need it. Cream?
Thanks. Hey, steady on, Jenny. Are you trying to give me a heart attack or what?
I see what you mean. It is looking good.
Yeah.
It's the tidiest crop we've had on this field for a while.
This is one of the ones we forward sold.
Yeah. So?
Might have done better to hang back.
Well, you never can know, David. It was Adam's advice after all.
Yeah.
We got a good enough price for it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lovely evening.
Uh-huh.
David.
What?
Can't you try and enjoy it for what it is? An hour to ourselves. A bit of peace.
Peace? I'm sorry, Ruth. Never mind how good the farm looks. What's the point? None of it means anything.
Of course it does. It's what we work for, day in, day out.
When I took on Brookfield, I promised Dad that I would run it for the good of the family. And look what I've done to the family.
David, we
can't... Let's go back.
What? I thought we were going up Lakey Hill.
I don't feel like it, sorry.
No, don't be, it's okay. But, oh, all the good the three counties did you. Gone the minute you opened that letter.
Are you surprised? Seeing it like that, in Elizabeth's own writing? Writing that I've seen on... I don't know, so many birthday cards and Christmas cards and the note she'd leave for me when I was helping her.
I'm going to go and see her.
No.
David, I've got to. I can't stand seeing you like this.
Ruth, please, just forget it. There's nothing you can do.
Not you. Nor anyone else.
Round here, Ailey. I'm just deadheading my geraniums.
Oh, I might have known you'd be in the garden.
Well, there's all the more reason to keep it looking nice now. Have you heard about this open gardens idea?
No.
Linda rang me this morning. It's a fundraiser they've come up with for Britain in Bloom.
Oh, yeah?
They had a committee meeting last night. It's going to be over the August bank holiday, and she's asked if I want our garden to be in it. Have a seat.
Oh, thanks. Well, as long as you're not expecting too much input from me.
No, you're all right.
Good. It's the last thing I need.
Oh, dear. You're not worrying about Phoebe's party? We've got the food and that all sorted now, haven't we?
No, it's not that. Oh, Vicky. Is this whole South Africa business?
What about it?
All of it. I'm terrified about the whole thing.
Oh, Hayley.
I can't help it. It's keeping me awake. I might be able to cope with it, just if I trusted Kate.
But you don't.
No. I mean, Phoebe's lived in the countryside all her life, and suddenly she's going to be over there in a big, dangerous city, going to and from school, out
well,
and
not
about.
On her own, surely.
Well, you never know with Kate, do you? This is someone who ran away at 16 with a load of crusties. Oh. She thinks that's normal. She doesn't think like the rest of us.
Oh, come on. I mean, Kate's settled down a bit since then.
Has she? She already treats Phoebe as far more grown up than she is. And because Phoebe knows that's how Kate wants her to be, she pretends she is.
But Hayley, I mean, well, surely Kate's not going to let her take any risks.
Not so sure. A holiday's one thing, but a year. Are we even going to recognise Phoebe when she comes home? If she comes home.
Oh, you don't seriously think she'd stay on?
I don't know. I don't know what Kate could do to her.
Look, love, I mean, you can't go on feeling like this. You must have talked to Roy.
It's no good.
Well, you'll have to.
I've tried. Honestly, I have.
Well, try again.
It won't do any good. He's been completely brainwashed by Kate. I'm outnumbered here. 3-1.
Ah, there's no need to go kicking.
Ed!
Hi, Oliver.
I don't want to interrupt.
No, no, you're fine.
I was just wondering how you got on with that cow you were worried about last week. What was the upshot?
Oh, that, Well, I had the vet out in the end, but it was nothing. It was a false alarm.
Oh, good. Well, not that you spent the money, of course. That's always annoying.
Yeah, well, it's better safe than sorry. That's what you've always said. It was you who asked me to get a vet in anyway.
Yes, it's quite. I didn't mean...
I didn't want to take the risk. Not after the trouble they've had at Brookfield with Jonas and everything.
Well, I'm sure you did the right thing, Ed. And I'm sure in your position I'd have done the same.
Yeah, right. Anyway, it's done now. Look, if you don't mind, I'd better get on.
Yeah, of course. Don't want to hold you up. Milking well, are they?
Yeah, fine.
Good, good. Only asking. Well, see you.
Yeah, I'll see you.
All Roy keeps saying is it's a great opportunity for her.
Well, maybe it is. Look, Hayley, I can understand why you're worried, but I really don't think you need to be. Well, not as worried as you are, anyway.
Don't you?
No. Of course Kate's not the same kind of mum as you are. And I know when she's over here she can, well, disrupt things.
She can say that again.
But that could just be because she feels at a disadvantage.
Kate?
Yes, because obviously you're so much more established with Phoebe.
Do you think? I've always thought it was just Kate being Kate.
All I can say is, from what I've seen of her with Phoebe, Kate really does love her, you know. She does. I'm sure she wouldn't let her come to any harm. Anyway, it's not just Kate to be looking after her, is it?
You mean Lucas?
Yes, he'll be around and he sounds a really sensible sort of bloke.
Yeah, it's nice.
There you are then. He must be a good influence on Kate.
I suppose so.
I think what you're feeling, love, is what you might be feeling anyway with Phoebe growing up. She'd be pulling away from you and Roy in any case. Finding her feet.
Maybe. That's just it, Vicky. This is such an important time. I always thought I'd be the one to guide her through it. I mean, If they fall in with the wrong crowd now, look what can happen. Look at the trouble Kathy had with Jamie.
At Borchester Green.
How do you mean?
Well, me and Mike had a look on the net at the schools in South Africa.
And they look beautiful, Hayley. I mean, wonderful facilities.
Mm. I'm only saying.
Nan? Look, Phoebs? I'm round the back with Vicky.
There you are.
Hello, sweetheart.
Sorry, I didn't notice the time.
Can I go in and get a drink, Grandma Vicky?
Of course you can. You know where everything is.
Thanks.
You're not letting us see how you feel, are you, Hayley?
Of course not. Well, try my best.
Good girl. Do try and see the plus side, love, because I don't think you're going to win on this one.
Right, Georgie, let's start your tea.
Neil!
Can you stop doing that, please, Mir? Go outside if you want to play.
I want my tea.
And I'm trying to get it. Stop that, please. George!
Sorry.
Oh, that's all very well. Oh, it's too late now. Shh. It's okay.
What about my tea?
I'll get it when I've calmed her down.
I'm hungry.
Well, you'll have to wait. Shh. It's okay.
I'm having a biscuit.
Don't you dare.
Hiya.
I am sorry.
George.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, don't ask. George, if you touch those biscuits.
George, no biscuits. It's tea time.
I know.
If you take the baby, I'll do the tea.
No, well, don't worry. Look, I'll do it.
Oh, will you? Thanks.
Ben and Josh are in the yard, George. They're playing with Tig. Why don't you go and say hello?
Come on. And you'll do my tea?
Yeah, of course. What are we having?
Here we are.
Beans.
Good call. I tell you what. I reckon I'm going to do beans for all of us. Is that okay, Anne?
Oh, suits me, anything.
Cheesy beans, George? How's that sound?
Yeah.
Good man. Well, you go say hello to Tig, then. And I'll call you when it's ready, all right?
Oh, thanks, Ed.
No problem. You had a good day?
Yeah, not bad. How was yours?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
You seen anything of Oliver?
I'm going to do 2 big tins of beans, OK? Oh, plus the little one you had out for George. I'm starving.
That'll definitely be enough food, will it, Phoebs?
Loads. Too much.
I don't want it to look mean.
Mum, I don't suppose half of it will get eaten.
Oh, come on. I'm sure the boys will tuck in.
Hope not.
What? When me and Vicky and Jennifer have been to all this trouble?
It's only the bad parties where the food gets eaten. And mine's going to be a great party.
Oh, I see. So you reckon you're going to get the boys up and dancing, do you?
No. They'll just stand round the edge watching.
Nothing changes.
But I don't care. Me and Tilly and Emily have got our dance routines worked out. We don't need the boys.
Oh, quite right too. You can have a perfectly good time without them.
Exactly.
Oh, I did have one thought. Now, tell me if this is a bad idea. But shall we do party bags? Or are you too grown up for those?
No, that would be great. Huh? Only, what are we going to put in them?
Well, sweets, of course.
Obviously.
And you girls aren't a problem. We can go to that accessories place.
Oh, yeah.
And for the boys, there's that gadget shop, isn't there? We can probably find something for them in there.
We can just go to the pound shop, Mum.
Oh, no, if we're going to do it. We might as well get something decent. We'll have a look on Saturday and we get the balloons and the banners and stuff. And while we're in town...
Yeah?
If they've still got that dress you liked, then I think we could run to that as well.
Are you serious?
Of course I am.
Thank you. You mustn't worry, Mum.
You what?
When I'm away, if I go.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. It's not like I'm going to go off and you're never going to hear from me again.
As you'd hope not.
You know I'll be ringing all the time, and Skyping, like I did at Easter.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to tell you everything I'm doing, I promise.
Oh, Phoebs. Come here.
That's a big hug.
For a big girl. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you too, Mum.
I've checked on George. He's fast asleep.
Oh, thanks.
Is she asleep yet?
Just going off.
Oh. Night-night, Kira. I'll see you in the morning, sweetheart.
Do you wish? Wouldn't it be wonderful if she really did go through the night?
Well, she's getting better.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm shattered.
Come here.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Mm. Yeah. I'm sorry we never seem to get time to talk or anything else these days.
Don't be daft.
Days go so fast and I've always still got a stack of things to do in the evenings and then I'm so tired.
Well, it's not just you, Em. I'm knackered as well.
Yeah, I know. So, you didn't say, have you seen Oliver?
Yeah. Yeah, he was around this afternoon asking about that cow from last week.
And?
I told him I got the vet in.
Right. Ed, look, I know we read about it last time, but I'm going to say it again. I really think he's only coming round because he cares.
Well, of course he cares. He wants to be sure I can pay him back what I owe him.
It's not about that. Yeah, of course he wants his money back. That's not the main reason. He cares about you, Ed. You know how fond he is of you.
Yeah, he used to be.
He still is. I'm sure we can see how tired you are with the baby and everything. I'm sure we'd like to help you if you only let him.
The whole point of him handing over the farm was so he could step back.
Yeah, that was before Caroline took up managing Greg Gables again, wasn't it?
Well,
I've seen Oliver, Ed, round the village, going for walks on his own. He's got too much time on his hands.
Lucky him.
Exactly. If you got him to milk even once a week, regular, maybe even twice, you'd be doing us all a favour.
I don't know. I still think it looks like I can't cope. Is that really what Oliver wants, a regular commitment?
Oh, well, you won't know till you ask him. Anyway, is this what you want? Early mornings, late nights, paperwork in the evenings, hardly seeing Kira?
No.
Well, there you are, then.
Okay, I'll ask him.
Thank you.
Evening, Susan. Have you rang the bell?
Oh, Pat, yeah, just...
Good.
Pat, it's not just me, is it? This book we've had to read, well, it's a bit... I mean, are we really sure it's made up? It's all about Brian, isn't it? You know, that thing he had with...
Mandy Beesborough. And... Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, hello.
You're here.
Thanks. Thank you.
Oh, how nice to see you both.
Right, well, I'm afraid a couple of people have had to drop out at the last minute. Oh, yes, Linda's had to cry off. She left a message and Richard Thwaite's got a cold, apparently. Oh, dear. And there seems to be no sign of Joe, so we'll be a select little group.
Hello?
Hi, Oliver. I'm not disturbing you, am I?
Ed, no, not at all. I was just catching up with the tennis.
Oh, right. Only I was going to try and have a word with you today, but I saw the car was gone.
Well, I took myself off to Wiltshire to visit an old pal of mine. He's retired down there.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, it was. Was there something you wanted to see me about?
Yeah, there is. I was wondering, could I nip round this evening, if Caroline wouldn't mind?
Oh, she's not here. They've got a big function on tonight. Come straight away.
No, I can't do that. I've got to get George to bed first.
Ah, of course, yeah.
Maybe in, what, about an hour?
Yeah, fine. I'll see you then.
Right, if everybody's got a drink.
Yes, thanks.
Oh, would you like a top-up, Lucia? Or Jim?
I'm fine, thanks, Jennifer.
Me too. So, then we better make a start on the grand oeuvre you selected for our delectation.
Yes, we should. And I feel I should be the first to say that it wasn't quite what I expected. And it may not even be a very good example of its kind, you know. So,
I think it might be best if we don't actually focus on this particular book at all, but talk more about the genre.
Oh, that's a good idea. You mean romantic fiction?
Mm-hmm. Chick-lit.
More hen-lit, surely, in the case of Mistress of the Paddocks. I mean, none of them's in the first flush. Byron, the hero, is clearly a man in, well, his middle to late 40s.
Yeah, I should think so. And Ginny, his wife, well, we know she's been married before. She's got grown-up children.
Oh, don't talk to me about her. What a prize pain she was.
Oh, did you think so? I had a lot of sympathy for her.
Oh, yes, and me.
You must have been reading a different book. Whinging on with her airs and graces and her literary pretensions. No wonder poor old Byron fell for the temptations of the comely Miranda.
Oh, well, I didn't like her at all, even if she was meant to be the heroine.
Really?
Oh, no. She was obviously out to get her hooks into a Byron from the start.
Exactly. Don't know about Miranda Birdsall. Miranda Bedsall, I think.
Well, all right. She had her ruses, but I nearly cheered when they finally rode off together into the sunset. Though that may simply have been because I saw the welcome words, the end.
Yeah, I thought it was quite a clever device to have them literally ride off into the sunset.
Usha, clever. Hackneyed beyond belief.
Oh, well, I haven't read much romantic fiction before. Not any, really.
There was far too much about riding in it for my liking.
Right, well, to open out the discussion again, there's this Corinthia Hartz. She's a local author. Well, what do people think of the evocation of the countryside? I mean, was Borsetshire immediately recognisable, do you think?
Yeah, I suppose.
Only as the setting for a vast amount of rumpy pumpy.
It was pretty torrid stuff.
They were at it all over the place. Barns, woods, behind hedges, horse boxes, the back of his 4x4.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit risky.
Ah, but he was in the grip of, what was it? An animal desire beyond anything he had ever felt before. Oh, God.
Swine. Well, coming back to my original point, if we do think more generally in terms of genre fiction, I mean, Jilly Cooper, for instance.
I've never read any of hers. I might now.
Oh, I've got them all, if you want to borrow a Musha.
Have you? Oh, thank you.
Well, I haven't read any Jilly Cooper either, but from what I understand, her heroes are attractive rogues, unlike Byron here. They're not actually callous.
Yes, the bit that got me in Mistress of the Paddocks was when Byron's at the races with Miranda, when Jilly's actually giving birth to the baby that's supposed to be their makeup baby. Why Ginny still wanted him back after that, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, she loves him, doesn't she?
You say she was a pain, Jim. What irritated me about her was that she was such a doormat. I wanted to shake her, give her my card and say, come and see me, we'll take her to the cleaners.
No, look, I think you have to understand, Usha, that Ginny was very vulnerable at that time.
Exactly. I mean, she just had a baby. And Brian, I mean, Byron...
Biscuits.
Sorry?
Oh, I forgot to bring them through.
I wouldn't mind another coffee if you don't mind, Jennifer.
Yes, well, I'll go make a fresh pot.
We're just getting going.
Actually, I could do with nipping to the loo. I didn't have a chance before I came out.
No, well, you must. Susan, you must. Let's just have a little break, shall we?
Oh, very well. I may as well stretch my legs.
Could I have a glass of water instead of more coffee, do you think, Jennifer?
Yes, of course.
Pat! Do you think anyone noticed when I said Brian?
No, it's fine. I'm sure they didn't. But this is awful.
Oh, no. Poor Jennifer.
We'll have to do something.
A beer, Ed?
Oh, please, Oliver. Yeah, that'd be great.
Excellent.
Oh, this is so weird.
Oh, what is?
This house. It feels so weird being here now. Somewhere that's so tidy and big and, well, quiet.
Well, small babies take up an amazing amount of space, don't they? And create a heck of a lot of mess and noise.
Too right.
I suppose you've had a pretty steep learning curve.
Well, yes and no. George was only 6 months when me and Em got together and we were living in the caravan.
Oh, yes, yeah, of course.
But you forget. I just didn't notice it so much.
No, well, you were younger then. Things don't bother you so much. And she didn't have anything like the responsibility at work that you do now.
No, that's true.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah, I reckon it does.
As if the dog isn't bad enough and revving that motorbike of his. At the weekend, this jaunty starts with the music.
I know. Tom and Brenda were furious.
Oh, it went on till 2 in the morning, Saturday, Mum said. And then midday the next day, it starts up again.
Tom went round. He did turn it down a bit, but nothing like enough.
Noise pollution. It's the scourge of modern life.
Mm. But Lillian's going to write to him, isn't she?
Well, yes, finally. Brenda's got to draft it, though.
Well, shall we get back to the task in hand? Our discussion of literary matters?
Oh, if only we could, Jim. Discuss literary matters, I mean. That's never going to be the case with Mistress of the Paddocks, is it?
No. I don't think it's worth us wasting any more time on it.
I think we all agree it's basically airport fiction. Caricature characters seething with exaggerated emotions, stereotypical responses.
No, unbelievable plot.
Totally. The whole thing is rubbish.
Well, I always said it was tosh.
I have to say I quite enjoyed it in a sort of gruesomely fascinated way. But I wouldn't want to read another like it.
It certainly doesn't stand up to proper literary scrutiny.
Of course not. I mean, all credit to Jennifer for trying to bring a new author to our attention, but...
Yeah, who is Corinthia Hart, anyway?
It's obviously a pseudonym.
Well, obviously.
Oh, you don't mind, Jennifer, do you, if we don't spend any more time on it?
Oh, goodness, no. No, not at all. We can, we can have a more general chat about books or whatever anybody likes, really.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you,
yes?
Are you going to be opening your garden, Jennifer?
Oh, yes, the latest village endeavour.
It's over August bank holiday, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. This is the Sunday and the Monday. No, I don't think so, Susan. It's such a busy time for us with harvest.
And you've only just had all those people round for Farm Sunday.
Yes, that's true.
What about you, Susan? Are you opening yours?
Oh, no. Me and Neil haven't got the time either. But Vicky's opening hers.
Yeah, so's Christine.
I hope she's not going to go and put her back out again with all the effort.
No.
I thought that. Still, if she needs a garden boy, I'm only down the road.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
So?
Yeah, look, Oliver, I want to say sorry if I've been short with you.
Oh, Ed.
The truth is, I'm pretty knackered. With Kira and everything, and I've been a bit moody, I know.
Ed, there's really no need to apologise. I think you're doing a great job.
I hope so.
You are. A remarkable job, considering the lack of sleep.
Yeah, no, that does get to me. And it would help if I could catch up a bit in the day or be around home a bit more, help Emma out.
Well, if there's anything I can do, anything at all.
Well, there is actually, Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering about the milking. Not the mornings, don't worry, but an afternoon a week to start with. Maybe work up to 2, but as a regular thing.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
When do you want me to start? Tomorrow?
Blimey. Well, maybe we could milk together tomorrow.
Yeah, get my hand back in. Good idea.
I mean, could you maybe do Friday?
Fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to talk it over with Caroline...
No,
first,
no. It'll do her good to have a taste of her own medicine for a change.
Thanks very much for having us, Jennifer.
Yes, and for looking after us so well on the catering front.
Oh, yeah, it was lovely. Well done.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been an interesting evening.
Yes.
So, I'll put the word around and let everyone know that we'll have a break over the summer and reconvene in September. And you're happy to host it, Susan?
Oh, yes, and choose the book. I'll have a good think and let people know.
Good. Well, I'll say goodnight.
Me too. Thanks again, Jennifer.
Oh, bye, Osha. Bye, Jim.
See you.
Oh, right. Well, I'll go in and thanks for coming, both of you.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Night, then.
Night, Jennifer.
Night. Oh, what an evening. I'm shattered.
I know. I think we got away with it, though, just.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Osha suspected anything, or even Jim.
No. So, your choice next, Susan. Got any ideas?
Not yet, no. But don't worry. It won't be anything controversial.
So,
Send me away if I'm too early, Ruth.
Oh, sure, don't be daft.
I can easily go and have a walk round the farm for a bit.
You sit down.
Well, can I do anything to help?
No, the meals are all under control. Sit down, I'll get us a drink.
All right, then, you've convinced me.
I've got some grape juice, is that okay?
Oh, that would be lovely. Alan's got a meeting on, so I was just hanging around at home. But don't worry, he's promised he'll be here on time.
Oh, no problem. David's still milking anyway.
It's so nice of you to ask us. I've been looking forward to it.
Me too.
It'll be lovely to have a nice, relaxing evening.
Yeah.
I can't say the book club was exactly relaxing last night.
Oh, why not?
I don't know, really. Jim was on good form.
When isn't he?
But, well, I don't know, Jennifer seemed a bit on edge.
Did she?
Yeah, which was odd because the book was her choice in the first place.
The famous Mistress of the Paddocks.
Yes.
Well, Pat mentioned it. I don't think she thought very much of it.
No, it was pretty trashy. This very overheated romance set in the Borsetshire countryside.
Well, maybe that was it. Jennifer was embarrassed to have made you read such a load of old rubbish.
I expect so. Still, no one can say the book club hasn't covered the full range of literature in its first few months.
Oh, that's true.
You really must try and get to a meeting, Ruth.
Yeah. There you are.
Thanks. And you can't make harvest the excuse. We're having a break over the summer, starting up again in September.
Right.
So I expect to see you there.
Oh, sure.
What? Oh, Ruth, what's happened now?
Right, evening everybody, and as we say in Borsetshire, vitamin the Jags! What do you mean you don't understand? Well, I'm not going to even try the Hungarian then. Anyway, welcome to Jack's. There's complimentary beer or punch, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, to get you started, courtesy of Home Farm. Trays are on the bar, so get stuck in and enjoy!
Thanks, Kenton. Have you told them what's what?
Yeah, I have. As you can see, they're getting stuck in.
Great. We had to park the minibuses miles away.
Oh, well, Thursday night's party night in Borchester.
So it would seem.
What are you drinking, Adam? Do you want a beer?
Oh, no thanks.
Oh, sorry, driving?
Well, yeah, but Ian and I also had a bit of a night last night for my birthday.
Well, and you weren't in here. It's disgraceful.
Well, sorry. Now, can I have a water, please? Fizzy?
Yeah, sure. Ice and lemon?
Yep. Yes, please. Yes. Shouldn't be drinking at all at the moment. I should be keeping in shape for the cricket.
Oh, yes, yeah. Alice is still looking a bit crushed after last weekend.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, but Darrington, they've always been a good team.
Yeah, and we've always been their arch rivals, which is why we normally try to put up a bit more resistance. It was a wipeout.
Well, Alistair reckons you need some fresh faces on the team.
We do. Don't suppose you've got any sway with Jamie, have you?
Well, me? No, sorry, mate.
Well, we got to find some new blood somewhere.
Don't look at me.
Oh, no, I wasn't. Sorry, no. When I said new blood, I meant young blood.
Oh, thanks.
Is it here? The drinks?
Zofia, haven't you had one yet?
No, we just arrived. Magda wanted to show me some shoes that she likes in Underwood.
Well, help yourself, with alcohol or without, or a beer.
Oh, thank you. I take one for Magda as well.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Jazza. Oh, hi, Harry.
Hi.
Hello, you two. Well, this is a surprise.
Why, we just fancied a wee drink. Evening, Zofia.
Hello. Oh, hello, Harry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were just sitting at home twiddling our thumbs and we thought, why not?
Oh, Ruth, I can't believe it. I can't believe Elizabeth would go that far.
Nor could we. Taking us out of her willowship, no longer being guardians to Freddie and Lily, it means she sees this row with David as permanent for life.
It's awful.
It's eating him up. I just got him a little bit more relaxed. He went off to the Three Counties and he actually managed to forget about it for a couple of days. He came back looking so much better. And then this.
Oh, Ruth.
He's gone right into himself again.
That's no good.
No. He's burying himself in work. Milking finished ages ago, to tell you the truth. But he finds things to do out there. He was out till after dark last night, fiddling about in the workshop.
Oh, no, you look, you should have said we could have cancelled tonight.
No, he'd have liked to be honest. But he can't just hide away.
No. Oh, dear. It's so difficult to know what you can do.
I know what I'd like to do.
What?
go and see Elizabeth. Make her realise what she's doing to him.
Ah, Ruth.
But David says I'm not to.
Well, you don't want to make things worse.
Of course not. But I can't just stand by and watch him suffer like this.
No.
You're Elizabeth's friend as well as mine. I know that. But tell me what to do, Usha. Please. What do you think?
I don't think we've run a single trip for the Pickers this year that they haven't invited themselves on.
Well, and all because of the lovely Zofia.
So it would seem.
Does she know that she's the attraction?
No, and I'm not saying anything, and don't you. It's far too much fun watching Harry and Jazza trying to outdo each other.
Adam, please, I think you need to come. Victor is saying he won't anymore share a caravan with Mikhail because Mikhail insults Cracovia.
Oh, what?
What's Mikhail got against Krakow? It's a nice place, isn't it?
No, Cracovia, the football team. This is serious. I better go.
Thanks, Zofia.
He is so nice, Adam.
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
Yes, a good boss. Mm-hmm. And so kind to let us all go and see good places. To pay for the buses, too. And let his friends come along.
His friends?
Yes, Jazza and Harry.
Jazza? Friends?
Well, surely they are special friends of Adam and Ian, no?
No, not really. Well, no, not at all.
I thought Jazza and Harry are always together. They live together and they ask Adam and Ian to dinner, just the two of them.
No, Zofia, I think you may have got the wrong impression.
And last week on the trip, they are arguing all the time, like old married couple.
Hang on a minute. Let me get this straight. You're saying you think Jazza and Harry are gay?
No.
No, quite the opposite.
Oh, both of them?
Yeah, no, both of them. Believe me, definitely not.
I see. I have to go and tell Magda.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that. Hey, Jazza! Jazz!
Kenton! Oh, what have you done with Zofia?
No, I haven't done anything.
I'm taking it slow tonight. Who's watching my waiter?
Look, I'm sorry, Jazz. I know you fancy your chances, but you got no hope there.
Eh? What would you know?
Well, I know that she thinks you're on the other bus, mate.
What?
Dancing up the wrong end of the ballroom?
Eh? She thinks I'm...
Yep.
Whatever gives her that idea?
Well, it could be something to do with the fact that she thinks you and Harry are inseparable.
But she thinks I'm with him. But how could...
Well, there it is.
Right. Like I say, I was going to play the long game, but I can see I'm going to have to up my tactics.
All I can think is that she's literally not in her right mind at the moment.
Really? Because that's what I'm starting to think too.
If this were a divorce or any sort of dispute that came to me in the course of work, I'd suggest mediation, but... Well, that's not appropriate here, but... It seems to me more and more that what Elizabeth needs is some sort of counselling.
Bereavement counselling?
Well, yeah. I know what David told her has been something new for her to deal with, but she's going backwards here.
Oh, shit.
It's not good for her. It can't be good for the children. It's not good for any of you.
No.
It's been 6 months now you've been under such strain.
It's not just me and David. This is really getting to Jill.
I'm not surprised.
You can see why I want to go and see Elizabeth. I just want to break this awful...
I do see, Ruth. Honestly, I do. I can see you're desperate to put your side of things. And as you've been removed as Freddie and Lily's guardian as well, I think you're entitled to.
So you reckon I could go and see her?
Well... I was going to suggest that you put it in a letter.
A letter? Another letter?
Yeah. Then you can think carefully about what you want to say. Draft it, revise it, write it, sleep on it, then send it.
Oh, Usha, I don't know.
I think it might be best.
I'm really not that good at putting things down on paper. And won't it make it all seem very formal?
Well, it doesn't have to. I'll help you if you like. As a friend, not a solicitor.
It's kind of you, but it doesn't feel right. It's not me. Anyway, what's it come to when people in the same family are so far apart, they're writing letters to each other?
Okay. It was only a suggestion. Well, in that case, I suppose you're going to have to go and see her.
I really think that'd be best.
But you've got to remember you're dealing with somebody who's pretty unstable right now.
Yeah.
So it'll be up to you to keep things calm.
It's okay. I know what you're saying. I will.
If it's shoes you want, darling, my mate's got a stall on the market.
No, it's not me. It's Magda who likes the shoes.
Oh, come on, all you lassies love shoes.
No, really, it's only Magda. Maybe I go and tell her about your friend.
Oh, you don't want to go anywhere, do you? No one have found us this cosy wee table.
Are these glasses all done with?
Oh, Kenton!
We're about to start serving the food. There's a big table at the back, so go and help yourselves, yeah?
Oh, yes, food. Good idea. Oh,
we're not eating here. I thought we might grab a bite, you know, just the two of us.
Oh, yeah, here the kebab man's doing a special tonight. Two bouts of food poisoning for the price of one. Don't take any notice of him, Zofia.
I try not to.
Excuse me. I know everybody thinks I can't hold a knife and fork, but I still know how to treat a lady.
Oh, come on, Jazz, you know I'm only joking. Hey, come and get a beer on the house.
Really?
Yeah, come on.
Don't you move, Zofia.
I think I go to the ladies.
Okay, I'll catch you in a minute.
Ah, Zofia, been looking for you. What are you doing tucked away around here?
Having a horrible time.
Oh, I'm sorry, is there anything I can do?
Yes, take me out of here.
What? Well, they're about to serve the food. I was coming to see if you'd like something to eat.
Well, yes, I would. But more than that, I'd like to get away from here before Jazza comes back.
Jazza? Oh, he lured you round here, did he?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not. If it means we can leave together.
What? Oh, what? You and me leave? Oh, yeah, of course.
Good.
So, we'll get something to eat somewhere else, shall we?
Well, that would be lovely.
Okay, great.
Just the two of us.
Isn't this lovely?
Oh, yeah.
Our first afternoon of freedom. Our sun's come out. And Kira's happy in her sling.
I hope Oliver's doing all right.
Oh, Eddie has milk before, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Let it go.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, it's nice to be away from Grange Farm for a change. Mm. Oh, I didn't tell you. There's big news there this morning.
What?
Harry's only gone and pulled.
What? Not that Zofia.
Yep. Jazza told me. Seems there was drinks at Jack's for the Pickers last night and her and Harry left early together.
No.
Yeah.
But has Jazza taken it? I thought he fancied her as well.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he must be really fed up.
Well, not so much that he didn't immediately pull someone else.
On the rebound, I suppose.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, so do we know if Harry's seeing her again, or when?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jazz gave him a really hard time when he got it out of him.
Oh, why?
Well, it seems their next date's a bike ride on Hayden Berrow.
What? Oh, no, Harry hasn't roped her into his training plan, has he, for this off-road challenge thing he's doing with Reese?
No, he says it's just a nice, gentle cycle round the countryside.
Oh, I should hope so. Zofia would never be able to keep up with him. Is Kira okay?
She's dropped off.
Aww. Do you remember this bit along here, Ed?
Yeah, of course.
Down by the bridge. The night I left Will. We've come a long way, haven't we?
Yep.
Have we left all our wild past behind us, do you think?
What? No. Not completely.
Even if we are all boring and settled now.
You'll never be boring to me.
Nor you to me.
That's not so bad being settled, is it?
Not with the right person, no.
Mum's been on to me about Kira, you know, having her christened.
What? My mum said the same to me.
Did she? Do you reckon they're ganging up on us?
Yeah, probably. I'd like to do it, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we should.
Well, there's two obvious godparents for a start.
What, Will and Nick?
Funny. Oliver and Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
He always makes a real fuss of Kira when he sees her. And he doesn't get to see that much of his own grandchildren. It's a shame.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, I'll ask him then, shall I?
Hi, Lindy. Good day.
Oh, yes, very good, thank you, Robert. How about you?
Not bad.
Now, before we do anything else, have a look at this. I spent my lunch hour putting down some thoughts about our party.
Have you?
Yes. Now, I have been thinking about the timing. If we were to invite our guests for mid-afternoon, there'd be no obligation to give them a big meal.
Well, no, I suppose not.
Well, sit down, Robert.
Right. Well, that would certainly keep the cost down, so what, a picnic tea on the lawn? Or...
Exactly. A fête champêtre, you might say.
Right.
But even then, when I started to draw up a guest list, well, you can see it's quite extensive.
I didn't realise we knew so many people.
25 years of village life, Robert. That's a lot of friendships.
Oh, quite. I see you've got Kaz and Justin.
Oh, yes. It will be such a lovely excuse to see them. And Oscar. And Leonie and Jay as well.
Yeah, but Lindy, even if it's only tea and buns, we're going to be catering for, looks like 150 people. Plus children.
Ah, well, that's where I had a stroke of genius. We will provide the drinks, of course. Wine and soft drinks, I think, rather than tea. But ask everyone to bring a contribution to the food.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's unreasonable. Though I thought we could probably run to strawberries and cream for everyone as a gesture.
Well, look, Lindy, before you go any further, can I just stop
no,
you?
No, listen, Robert.
No, Lindy, I'm sorry. No, stop.
Robert? Yeah. Well, if it's about the money...
No, there's just something I've got to show you.
Show me?
Yeah.
What, now? Now this minute?
Well, yeah. Come outside.
Well, what's all this about?
Well, you'll see in a minute.
Oh, you are such a man of mystery. But listen, Robert, if you think a string quartet's too expensive, I'm open to suggestions. How about a solo musician? The harpist they use at Noah Loxley, perhaps, is very... Oh, Robert.
Sorry, Lindy, I just had to show you.
Oh, no. Whatever's happened to them? Wolfgang, a little Salieri.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Oh. I came to check on them this morning as usual, and there they were.
Oh, what did the nasty people do to you, Constanza?
Squiggles on their coats in bright pink.
Dreadful.
Like some modern art installation.
Well, I don't understand, Robert. They must have been terrified. Yeah. They would have run away. How did these vandals catch them?
Oh, maybe they backed them into a corner.
Oh, no, I don't want to think about it.
Those kids, probably, high on something.
Well, I hope the llamas gave as good as they got. Oh, Robert, what did the police say?
Well, I didn't report it.
What?
Lindy, there's no point.
No point?
Well, no. I mean, I realised pretty quickly it was just that spray-in, wash-out hair dye, and as you can see, I've done my best to get it out.
Well, you must have spent all day bathing them.
Well, I gave Joe a call, and he and Eddie came and helped.
Mm, that was good of them.
Yeah. I know they're still a bit, well, pinkish, but I'm sure if we carry on the bathing routine, it'll all come out in the end.
Yes, the gallery's open on Sundays, 11 till 5. Good. We'll look forward to seeing you then. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Ruth.
Roy told me I'd find you here.
Did he?
I wanted a word.
Oh, well, it's not very convenient, I'm afraid.
Elizabeth...
You can see I'm minding the gallery.
Yes, but couldn't you just...
No, I can't close up early.
I was going to say, couldn't you get Lewis down for the last half hour?
Lewis?
Yeah.
No, I can't. And even if I do, there's the children.
Elizabeth, I know they're having tea at Jill's. They won't be back for a good while yet. I really would appreciate it if we could have a chat.
All right. I'll give Lewis a call.
Cup of chamomile? Or something stronger?
Oh, I don't know, Robert. I can't think straight.
Come on. You mustn't let this get to you.
How can I not? When we've just been saying how settled and welcome we feel in Ambridge, and then this.
Oh, Lindy.
I've spent all day planning and thinking about our lovely party. Thank you for the warmth and support of all the friends we've made in the village. And all the time, there's someone out there who hates us.
Hates us? I don't think...
As if we could have a party now.
Darling, you're getting this out of proportion.
Robert, the llamas were violated.
The llamas were sprayed by some bored youngsters with nothing better to do. You must admit, they don't seem unduly fazed by it, do they?
No, they don't.
Well, they're not. They're eating well, they're as friendly as ever. So, come on, let's put it behind us. And it certainly shouldn't get in the way of your lovely idea for a party.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. And as you say, it'll be the perfect excuse to see the girls.
Yes.
And little Oscar, of course.
Oh, very well.
Excellent.
If you're sure, Robert, about the expense.
No, oh, hang the expense. Let's do it.
Good. That's settled then.
Good. Now, we should think about setting a date. Can't be next month because Leonie and Jay are on holiday.
Yes, of course.
How about August then? The month we first saw Ambridge.
Oh, that would be perfect. Oh, it's the open gardens at the end of August, of course.
Well, let's have it at the beginning then. First Sunday in August. How does that sound?
Look, Ruth, if this is about your birthday card...
Elizabeth, you know it isn't. If you could see what that letter you sent has done to David...
Yes, well, I'm sorry, Ruth, but this is exactly why I put it in a letter. It's my decision and I don't want to discuss it.
It's cut him to the quick.
Has he sent you?
No, he doesn't know I'm here.
I see. You've taken it on yourself to fight his battles.
No, I was removed as guardian too. Elizabeth, David adores Freddie and Lily. We both do. They've practically grown up with Josh and Ben. How can you think that we wouldn't want to love and take care of them if anything were to happen to you? All the more so.
You don't see, do you? It's not about what you and David want. Doing what David wanted cost Nigel his life. I can quite see that he'd love to take care of Freddie and Lily. Yes, out of guilt. But after what he did to Nigel, how can he possibly think I'd want the man who took their father away from them looking after them if I wasn't around? The idea's ludicrous.
But Elizabeth...
No, I'm not listening. I don't know why this has come as such a surprise to you. I told David I never wanted to see him again and I didn't want him anywhere near my children, and nor would Nigel.
That's just not true. If Nigel were here,
but
he would
not. And do you know why? Because David forced him to do something Nigel didn't want to do, to save David time.
Oh, not again.
Yes, again, because you can't change it. To save David, what, the next day? An hour? An hour and a half? Nigel died for that? And David didn't tell me.
He wanted to.
Did he? He kept quiet for months and months, holding my hand. He even went through the inquest.
He felt terrible. He feels terrible.
He should. Never forgive him, and you can tell him that from me.
Elizabeth, you've had a terrible time, the most awful trauma, and you've coped amazingly. But really, maybe what might help would be some sort of counselling.
Counselling?
Yeah, to help you come to terms
with... What? Come to terms with what?
Well,
you've got a nerve.
I'm only trying to help.
You know what would help, Ruth? Put yourself in my position. Or even better, imagine the roles are reversed. It was Nigel who wanted to save time and got David out on the roof that night. It was David who fell, leaving you the widow and your children without a father. Now tell me how much counselling's ever going to help with that.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.